Blog Talk Radio.
And God day and happy new year and happy new you. This is Keith Russell Lee, and I'm psyched, I'm jazzed, and I'm juiced as we begin this new year in this new season of reigning with God. Now, are you excited? I'm talking about, are you really excited? Excited about this new year and excited about all of the possibilities that God has for us. You know, life, as I say so often, is grand. I mean, life is this wonderful process, and I'm going to get into that as I talk about not life as a journey, but life as a process, and that God has so much for us. Now, today's segment, I'm going to be dealing with faith for the new year, a happy new year, and talking about faith for this new year and looking at how we use faith to manifest our goals and our resolutions. Now, let me first of all start by introducing myself. If you're new to this program, I am Keith Russell Lee. I am the spiritual director and the senior minister of the Destiny Center for Spiritual Empowerment. And I'm psyched, I'm jazzed and juiced. My whole aim and mission in life is to share the principles and teachings of Jesus to empower us, to equip us that we can live a empowered life, that we can live a phenomenal life. And so I'm really excited about you being on today and listening to this program. But let's get right into, as we talk about Happy New Year and using faith to manifest our goals and our resolutions. Now, many people share that they don't make resolutions. I mean, it's like now resolutions are a bad thing. And the reality is that it's a bad thing for many is because they get really frustrated because they never accomplish it. You know, it's like going to the gym. You know, if you go today, it's like it's packed. It's packed for really like 2.5 months. Somewhere along the lines of late February, everything begins to fall off. Because why? People get discouraged. They set this resolution. I'm going to lose these 30 pounds. I'm going to lose. I want to look good. I'm going to run the marathon. And somewhere in February, that energy, that focus begins to wane. So people feel that there's nothing to these resolutions, but yet not understanding what resolutions are all about. Resolution, by the nature of the word, as we look at the word, was resolution. The idea is a resolve, and it should be a resolve of the mind. Follow me in this. It should be a resolve of the mind that when I'm setting a resolution, I am saying, I am resolving this in my mind that I will accomplish this, that it's a resolve of my mind to say that this is who I am and this is who I will become. And honestly, I don't believe that many people set resolutions as truly a resolve of their mind. It's a nice thing we create and we say, man, I would like to maybe do this or maybe do that. They have some kind of fascination with various things, but not from the standpoint where it becomes a true resolve. This is who I am. This is who I shall become. And moving toward that reality in their life. And the same thing as far as goals are concerned. Some people don't set goals anymore. It's amazing to me that they say, oh, well, you know, I just kind of live. And wherever I go, I will end up. Because life is a journey. And folks, let me share. Life is a journey for many, but I don't believe that is what God had intended. Let me share some things with you. The children of Israel went on a journey, didn't they? They were freed from Egypt, and they went out in pursuit of the promised land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Milk and honey are symbolic of God's prosperity, abundance, and wealth. And so God had shared, I've got a land for you, flowing with milk and honey. And so as they were on the precipice or on the fringe of the promised land, they decided, remember when Moses went up into the mountain to get the tablets of the law, they then decided that they would then create a false idol or an idol's god. And they crafted it, and they built the golden calf, and they also mumbled, and they were upset. You know, why did Moses bring us out here to starve us, and we would have been better in Egypt, and all of this. And the Bible shares that as a result of their lack of faith, as a result of their murmuring and complaining, as a result of them creating false and idol gods, they went on a journey which should have been a process of going from point A to point B, and it took them 40 years to go 40 miles, a trip that would have taken just a few days. Now, what am I sharing? God wanted them to go into the promised land. He had already prepared it for them. All they had to do was just leave Egypt and go directly there. But because they walked in a lack of faith, murmuring and complaining, talking about, oh, how unfair life is, look at all these challenges that we have before us, they then entered into this state of a journey. Now, journeys would seem to suggest that wherever, any place I end up is okay, and evidently there was a lesson for me to learn there, and so, you know, I can wander and go around and round and round for, you know, go around in circles, and every time I reach a certain point in that circle, in that place, hey, it's for me to learn a lesson, and man, and I'm growing, and man, this is awesome. Now, going in circles is not what God wants us to do. You know, if you really think about it, that's why in Proverbs, you know, he shares his wisdom and his knowledge with us, for us to know, for us to be able to clearly distinguish and define and discern and to know direction and to understand purpose and destiny, not for us to wander aimlessly around picking up these lessons along the way. It's all about process. It's all about process. When we talk about dealing with our goals and our resolutions of the mind, it becomes not some grand journey of, man, I'm, you know, stepping out and I'm doing this and that and the other and spinning my wheel sometimes, having these false stops and starts sometimes. No, this is setting a clear course, a clear direction, and establishing a clear plan. Do you see maybe why your resolutions and your goals have not worked in recent years? First of all, as I said, a resolve of the mind, a resolve of the mind. This is who I am. This is who I will become. This is who I am. And I'm operating, and I'm clear, and I'm holding steadfast to that. First of all, the resolve of the mind. The second aspect of that is having a clear path and a clear direction. Okay, if I am going to lose weight, if I'm going to be healthy in 2019, first of all, how is healthy going to look? Is it not just in terms of losing weight? What about my diet? What about exercise? What about the consumption of water? What about in terms of rest? If I'm talking about success in terms of my business, well, and do I have a resolve of the mind? Number one. But what's the clear direction? How much money do I need? It's not just in terms of gross, but in terms of net. How much business am I going to have to bring in? How many calls am I going to have to make? How many meetings will I have to establish? And you can go on and on and on with a clear direction, a clear path, a process, and not just a journey. See, when I'm nebulous, when I set these general goals and ideas and just out there, you know, then I'm not very clear. I don't even have a clear path. You know, sometimes I don't even know what to do because I'm just hoping, wishing, and praying. It's about being clear. It's about being clear. So now, let's deal with a couple of things before my time runs out. Why goals? Why do we set goals, particularly as we deal with this new year? Why goals? I've discovered that goals are important because it's important for us to have a feeling that we're growing and we are expanding, that we're growing and expanding. That's very important. Can you imagine how boring life would be if there was no growth and no development? Can you imagine if we were the same way, if there was no growth in our lives since, you know, 1999? You know, I haven't really grown since 2005. I haven't really grown since 2010. And the sad reality, folks, is this. You know what? That most people have not grown unless they're in an environment like school to grow. So most people don't grow intellectually. They don't grow spiritually because church doesn't really emphasize or focus necessarily upon quantifiable growth. Many are not growing in terms of professionally. They stay kind of in a certain role in a position. You can go down the line where life has become mediocre and mundane. Many people do the same thing for 35 or 40 years. And then guess what? They retire. Even in retirement, they're not expanding and growing. Human beings need a sense of growth. We need, in terms of living, a sense of expansion if we're truly living. We need a feeling that, man, we're really growing and expanding. And so, why goals? Goals are a means by which for us to grow and to expand. So when I'm setting goals, when I have this resolution of the mind, man, this is an opportunity for me to truly grow and expand. Why goals? Goals are a means to maximize our lives, that we're not just living random lives. You know, I've got a goal. Man, it's like, you know, I'm not just living and on this journey. I have a clear process that I am moving toward being, doing, and having in terms of my life. God has given me these goals and these ideas, and I'm expanding and I'm growing. And guess what? Life's a wonderful process. And not some random journey of uncertainty and things are just, wow, how did I get here? And, man, what am I dealing with? It's a way that we maximize. Now, let me share this about the maximizing of our talents, gifts, and abilities. Because, see, when you start setting goals, it calls something for you to come out of you. For you to have to be grow. I've discovered for me to achieve my goals, I have to be something that I have never been before. And it causes me to grow, stretch, and expand. And listen, the third thing, why goals? It's goal setting is fun. It's fun. When you set these resolutions, it's fun. I mean, to dream, to ask God, Lord, what it is that you want me to do this year to grow, to stretch, to expand. It's fun. It's fun. I'm going to end here. But listen, do me a favor, folks. Do me a favor today. Become a faith partner with Keith Russell Lee Ministries. Be a faith partner and sow a seed. I mentioned sow a seed because it's an investment in what we are doing. We have many projects that we are working on and developing in 2019, and we need your support. We need you to help us be all that our God would have for us to be and to make an impact in this world around us. Yes, there are lofty goals, and I'm going to be talking more about that in the future. But listen, I've got to hop now because my time is running. But until next time, this is Keith Russell Lee saying live with faith and power and continue to create a phenomenal life. Until next time, bye now.